Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, September 28th, 2020.
Here's never forget it, Chris. It's the day we lowered the fat and we got you to go to sleep faster. We got your kids to stop whining. We tracked your mail-in ballot. And we talked about food packaging you shouldn't be throwing out and the thick thighs save lives. This was a big show.
Yeah, actually, that's really true about thick thighs save lives, because that's, I think, one of the things women, at least my mother, I can only use that as an example.
Right.
It was one of the things that she struggled with, and she's very self-conscious about her whole life, whereas she had big thighs and hips.
Right.
And come to find out, that's actually a sign that you're going to live for quite a while.
Yeah, this is an incredible, very dense research. 2 million people over the course of 3 to 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had to measure their body parts, like your waist and all that. And they're going for the waist-to-hip ratio.
Yes.
And they showed that if your waist was thicker than your hips, you had an 11% chance of morbidity, of dying.
Yes. But on the flip side, if you had thicker thighs and bigger hips than your stomach, mm-hmm. you actually had a 10% lower risk of that mortality.
The old belly fat.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about, is mm-hmm. that the old belly fat. And they really tend to think, you know, it's about the days of our hunter-gathering days when, you know, moms would take care of kids and they would have to produce milk for kids. And that's where milk is made and stored, which is in the fatty cells of our body.
But it's simple to fix. It's just diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Make sure you exercise and eat properly.
So don't feel so self-conscious about them. Yeah. You're a survivor, baby.
But it also would give you a goal. If you could do those measurements, you could say, hey, I'm getting closer to this ratio.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
2/3 of branded food packaging not recyclable. This is something we kind of touched about last week, which was really, really sad. It was talking about a company cleaning up trash on the beach.
Right.
And for the first time ever, food packaging beat out cigarette butts.
Isn't that something?
As the biggest polluter that we have in our
and it's not recyclable. That's most of the stuff is not recyclable.
And that's the biggest part. They found 89 popular. This is another study, but this is found 89 popular grocery brands were analyzed, and they found that just 34% used fully recyclable packaging.
So about 2/3 of them, it's just they're not even thinking about recycling.
Yeah. In addition, 41% of the items had no label detailing whether the product could be recycled or not. I was talking about something I've noticed, which is mm-hmm. Cleaning products. That the plastic bottle itself is recyclable,
right?
But the label attached to the bottle is not.
And nobody at the recycling center is going to be peeling labels off the Clorox.
Yeah, and in real small print, it does say you need to clip the label off before you put it in your recycling bin. Do you know how many years I've been sticking that in the recycle without noticing that?
And it's all this the fine print.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of these things where you're like, what the heck's going on here? But yeah, that was very interesting. And what the story really talked about is it really takes you and I as a consumer mm-hmm. to vote with our dollar and
right.
tell them that, you know, we want stuff that is, at least in the simple fact of being recyclable, we'd like to have something that's sustainable as a packaging agent as well.
Right.
Let's talk about tracking your vote-by-mail ballot. I got my vote-by-mail ballot over the weekend. You had said that, at least for Alachua County, I imagine for all the counties in Florida, that Thursday was the day that they dropped into the mail.
Last Thursday, the mail-in ballots were mailed out to folks who requested them.
Yeah, and really simple to find out, because there was talk about perhaps your mail-in ballot may get lost in the mail. Maybe it was mm-hmm. dumped on the side of the road or whatever you want to say. Listen, it's very simple, because once that information's been sent out, you can actually go to our website and click on to the link that's in this story. It'll take you where you just enter your first name, your last name, and your date of birth. It will take you and let you know if you're registered to vote, what county you're registered to vote, and at the bottom it will tell you about your ballot and precinct information, and that's where you can click to say, hey, your mail-in ballot, your vote-by-mail ballot was already sent out.
Yeah, now I can tell you through experience, my wife and I both were traveling over the summer, the August primary. We both got mail-in ballots. We sent them in, and we got to track when they received it and when it was counted. So it's really cool. You can kind of follow along online your personal ballot. When they get it, they'll tell you, we've gotten your ballot. Then they'll say, yes, we have counted your ballot.
Yes, and it's real simple. You have until October 24th to request a vote-by-mail ballot. And all ballots, including vote-by-mail, must be in the Supervisor of Elections hands by 7 p.m. November 3rd, either by dropping it in the mail, taking it to the Supervisor of Elections, or finding out where a lockbox, in essence, would be where you can drop them off, including early voting precincts or polls.
And if you don't vote, you can't whine about it.
That's true. And we don't like you to whine anyways, right? Some reason, kids 2 to 3 years old are really kind of, you know, they're making their own decisions and they're not fully developed yet with mentally. So,
and they're learning the language. They're learning communication skills.
Yeah. They're learning not only communication skills, but they're also learning that sometimes you can be overwhelmed. Sometimes you can be upset and frustrated, but you still have to do things. And that's where whining comes into it. But there are two types of whining. There's the legitimate, I'm overstressed and emotional whining because I'm not there yet and need some help. The other one is a power play of dominance over you.
Yeah, because it works.
It works. Why not? And what they really talk about is, and it is true, as being a newer father to children we've adopted, it is very much the last thing I want to do when I get home is deal with whining child because I'm just exhausted. But you have to deal with it because they don't know what's going on. And whining, in essence, is a frustration point for kids. So two ways of handling them. One of them is to give empathy for them. So if they're whining about perhaps not wanting to play with the toy, generally we say, well, it's not your toy, but we'll find you another toy. You kind of deviate that way.
Yeah. Kind of redirect a little bit.
Right. And the other one is for what's called the try again strategy. And this one is where I use the example of one of my sons. When he asks for water, he says, water. And I could go ahead and give him water. And then he realizes, oh, I don't need to ask. I can just demand and things are given my way. So therefore, I'm powering up on you. Or I can do the try again strategy to say, excuse me, what was it you said? And he says, water. And I say, you ask for water. May I please have some water? And then he'll repeat it. And then you get him the water. And then the third part about it is to give them positive reinforcement. Thank you for asking so nicely. That makes me so happy. Not only does it give them a compliment, but it also it tones down the whine and gives them positive reinforcement.
And what you're doing when you respond to the whining is you're reinforcing the whining.
Yep, that's it. You just,
which is not what you want to do.
The wine feeds on the wine and not the good red wine or white wine.
W-H-I-N-E. That's what we've been talking about, folks.
And then I thought this was going to be pretty good. I had a psychologist tell me one time, because I suffer from anxiety. There is a method that the military developed. It's called boxed breathing. It's where you...
square breathing or box breathing,
So, you know, you take 4 seconds to breathe in, 4 seconds to hold, 4 seconds to blow out, and 4 seconds to not breathe. And this kind of falls along the same lines as a breathing technique to fall asleep faster. It's called the 4-7-8 breathing method. And it's where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for seven, and exhale for eight. And the whole idea is that, you know, it always happens when you try and lay down and go to sleep. You feel like you're tired, you're exhausted. The second you lay down, your mind starts racing about things to do, conversations you've had, things that happened 30 years ago, and you end up not wanting to go to sleep. So you need to distract your brain.
Yeah, so this kind of puts your brain in neutral. This is like counting sheep.
Yep.
It gives your brain something else to think about besides all the whatever your brain keeps thinking about. And you're just thinking about the autonomic system, something that comes naturally. But when you count it out to the breaths, it'll focus you, and by next thing you know, you're asleep.
Yes, and if you think about it, most of the mindful practices like yoga, meditation,
Tai Chi. It's all about the breathing.
Yeah, it is a breathing exercise, And then finally, we learned about opting for the lower fat beef fat option when you're cooking burgers indoors.
And yeah, that's a big difference between the burgers you can grill indoors in a pan and the stuff you do on the grill outside.
Yes, and it all comes down to the fat. And let's be honest, that's what makes a burger delicious, okay?
That's your flavor there, buddy.
Is the more fat that's in there, the better. And what happens when you're cooking them outside is all that fat generally will start to drip off into the grill itself.
And that's what makes it taste so tasty. It turns into that little smoke, and that just flavors the burger. But if you bring that same amount of fat inside, your burger's just sitting there in a hot tub of fat while it's cooking. Mm-hmm. It's going to get on the bun, and it's going to kind of ruin the flavor.
Well, and not only that, but that smell you talked about that adds flavor will start permeating your house, and your smoke alarm could go off. Or as is the case with any time I cook bacon inside, the house smells like bacon for like 3 days.
Yeah, it really does.
And that's the fat that's residue that's lingering around. So what they suggest is that if you're switching into your indoor burger routine, to opt for leaner beef.
Right. Instead of the 80-20, which is 80% beef and 20% fat, that'd be great for outdoors. But if you can back it off to like a 90-10, you won't have as much fat. Your hamburger won't be sitting there in a hot tub of fat.
Exactly. So that's kind of where you need to, you know, just because something's on sale doesn't mean that's something that you should grab for cooking. You should really pay attention as to what it's designed for.
Right.
So there, our friends, Fran, is our show for today, Monday, September 28th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday, 5 to 10, 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Stay dry. Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.